Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, following match day 11, Union Berlin finally tasted defeat. Has their Cinderella story come to an end?
Yeah, it's a hard question to answer. Now, anytime you're defeated by Bochum, a team that has their feet to the relegation fire and has been struggling all season long, you have to question what was on the mind of Urs Fischer, the head man at Union Berlin. They basically were outplayed. Bochum just were a better team. And what made it even worse is they kicked off on Sunday. The teams that are treading them in the standings took care of business on Saturday, which could have added to the pressures. You know, it's sad to see Geraldo Becker and Jordan Sabachu not come through, the dynamic duo. You know, they've been quiet the last few matches, and I think that this could influence, you know, it definitely influenced their result against Bochum. You know, in hearing what the players had to say, they gave credit to Bochum for one. But then the one thing I want to highlight is Rani Kadira, a midfielder at Union. He came and said it was unnecessary and frustrating to lose to a team. First, the Bochum goal, he said, practically scored themselves. And the second one, they invited Bochum in for a counter. You know, and anytime you make mistakes like that, you don't do the basics, you don't take care of what you need to take care of. When you are leading the pack in the Bundesliga, it could be a problem because the teams that take care of their business obviously will stand the weather. They'll get through the storm, so to speak. Union Berlin, they're going to have to pick themselves up. They have, you know, European duty in the Europa League, and then they're back to Bundesliga business next weekend. You know, but all in all, they are still above everyone else. But I have to be honest now, the margin is very slim. It's very slim in the standings right now. Union Berlin have to look out because Bayern Munich are right behind them.
You talked about Bayern's Eric Choupo-Moting last week. He's been a key factor as Bayern now trail Union by only 1 point in the Bundesliga standings.
Yeah, Choupo-Moting has been on fire. Cameroonian strikers now scored in Bayern's three latest matches in all competitions. He obviously, you know, took care of business the previous match day when he picked up his first start. Then in the German Cup as well, he had an incredible game, you know, in the German Cup, kind of saving favor for Nagelsmann. They're not ejected yet. They're record champions in that competition. But then against Hoffenheim, what can you say? He brings the maturity, he brings class, and he can just get it done. You know, ex-Bayern players have come out saying, you know, Choupo-Moting is a player that can, you know, turn it on like the flip of a switch. And he's very effective in front of goal. Another bonus for Bayern Munich is, of course, the wonder kid Jamal Musiala is back and healthy after his brief stint with COVID. You know, but Bayern just have too much depth. That becomes the reality. You know, Hoffenheim has been a solid side all season long. But Bayern got all what they needed in the first half and didn't really look back. And De Ligt, the central defender, had an exceptionally good game, keeping Hoffenheim's offense at bay. You know, I think Nagelsmann is doing something right. I think Nagelsmann can motivate his players, obviously changing things up. You know, in regards to Eric Choupo-Moting, I think it'll be interesting to see when Thomas Müller is once again fit. He was unfit against the Hoffenheim match. I think that could be a reason why Choupo-Moting is getting more time. But right now he's earning, you know, to be in that starting 11. And hopefully Nagelsmann looks at recent, you know, like the old Janet Jackson song, "What Have You Done For Me Lately?" You know, Choupo-Moting has been performing lately. Hopefully he's rewarded with more playing time because I think he's an important piece. And he's putting up the numbers, you know. But Bayern, you know, you mentioned the 1 point. Yeah, you know, they're hot on Union Berlin's trails. I mentioned Union Berlin dropping the ball against Bochum. It looks like Bayern are not going to drop the ball, at least before the World Cup kicks off. So Bayern look to be good in business right now. But right now, the table in itself is packed like sardines.
Speaking of the standings, Chris, how could things change following match day 12?
Well, the thing about 1 point, it's a reoccurring theme in the standings. Union, Bayern, Freiburg, Frankfurt, Dortmund, Mainz, Hoffenheim, Leipzig. From 1 to 8, only 1 point separates this bunch of teams. So you must play mistake-free football if sides want to keep their footing in the standings. A lot of good matchups to look forward to. But of course, before that, we have European action, the Champions League, the Europa League, and so forth. You know, but from match day to match day, I think we'll see a lot of changes. A lot of changes. We have some big matches coming up. One that stands out to me is Frankfurt and Dortmund is a big match coming up. Dortmund, you know, welcome the return of Gio Reyna, looked good and scored multiple goals in an easy victory over this past match day. You know, but as I said, a draw will not be enough. A draw will keep you stagnant in the standings. 3 points will definitely separate yourselves. And we could be talking about a new leader next match day. It's so tight in the standings, and it might not be Bayern.
Before I let you go, Chris, European football resumes this week. Bayern meet Barca and Dortmund face Manchester City in the UEFA Champions League.
Yeah, well, it was an extraordinary entry of German teams in this season's Champions League. Five German sides. Leverkusen, okay, they're in the worst situation. You know, they're at the bottom of their group. Frankfurt and RB Leipzig have hope of reaching the round of 16. Bayern Munich are secure. And Eric Choupo-Moting, I've been talking about him lately, he warned Barcelona's Lewandowski that it's his last chance to reach the round of 16. I've spoken on that before. Barcelona kind of have their backs against the wall. They're in must-win situations. They have to pick up the most points as they possibly can in these last two match days. Facing Bayern, of course, it's a badge of honor to defeat Barcelona. And Bayern are looking to repeat history. They ejected Barca in an embarrassing fashion last Champions League season. We might see the same. You know, we'll have to see if Lewandowski lives up, you know, to why he was brought over there in the first place. That's one fixture. I personally think Bayern Munich, you know, have the momentum in that affair. And the other fixture, you know, the other fixture is, of course, is going to be Man City and Dortmund. We might not even see Erling Haaland. Erling Haaland might be on the bench because they don't necessarily need him to get into the quarterfinals. So maybe we don't see him, but I think Haaland, being the competitor he is, he wants to give it to Dortmund one more time. You know, Dortmund, they do have life. They do have an opportunity to reach the point. I mentioned this before. They missed out on the round of 16 ticket last Champions League match. Maybe they capitalize this go round. You know, Jude Bellingham has been looking exceptionally well. You know, just missed out on the Copa Award in the Ballon d'Or. And the team looks solid. Gio Reyna, I think, is a bonus, but we're talking about Man City here. You know, it could be apples and oranges, or Dortmund could pull off an upset. But there's a lot of interesting football to look forward to. And, of course, the teams in the Europa League as well. So Bundesliga fans out there, there's a lot of action to tune into this week.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.